The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday, June 16th. Good to have you along this morning. And TalkBack is on the air. We'll be here till 10 o'clock this morning, and lots going on today. In a few minutes, we'll be talking with Henry Kriegel from Americans for Prosperity. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be visiting with James Brown, Montana's state auditor and commissioner of insurance. He'll be held with us from 9 to 10. But as of right now, we do have a little bit of time for open phones. But good morning, Mr. Nick. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning.
All right. So if there's something on your mind you'd like to talk about, give us a call. 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We can take those open phone calls here for a few minutes, and then we will be visiting with Henry Kriegel again with Americans for Prosperity. But right now, the floor is yours. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you this morning at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So, Mr. Nick, what's going on in your fabulous life, sir? Anything exciting?
Not since what I shared yesterday. No, just, yesterday was just kind of another day, but yeah, happy to be back on the show.
You bet. And, as far as I'm concerned, I was able, we got folks calling in. 721-1290 is our number. And again, it's open phones. We'd love to hear from you. Whatever might be going on in your life, we'd love to hear about it. So, we have a caller on the line right now. I believe it is our friend Emmett. Emmett, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. What's up?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I'm glad I called early. I got the schedule kind of confused. But I do have a question. I loved yesterday's show. It was very eye-opening. But what is this initiative, ballot initiative in Oregon? It bans consumption of animals, or you can't use animals for any purpose. What is that ballot initiative?
Well, from what we read, evidently Oregon wants to outlaw the killing of and eating or in preparation of any living animal. So I'm not sure how that's going to work when it comes to like McDonald's or Burger King or, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever it might be. To me, it sounded like a little bit of a gag, but basically what came down yesterday was what we read.
That is unbelievable. People will starve. You can't have a forced vegan diet on people. I mean, what about milk? They come from animals. What about eggs? You wouldn't be able to have eggs. It was a fascinating program yesterday, and, you know, the idea of being against mass consumption of food, not mass consumption, you know, mass production of food,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's like people are getting the craziest ideas. I wonder if people aren't becoming collectively insane with so many weird ideas. Society is really changing. You've got that. You've got gay pride. You've got this idea you can't hug your close friends in schools or otherwise, and it just... Society is melting down. I mean, people will starve in Oregon. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to live there. I considered it, but I'll have to see if that ballot initiative passes. I mean, that'll kill people. I mean, it'll be illegal to be a farmer. You can just only have grain. I don't know. I mean, did you read the whole text of the ballot initiative or what?
I did not, but I will say that this is just something that's been proposed. It is not official. It's not, as far as I know. I don't know what the overall support for that would be. I would imagine the people of Oregon would go, what? I mean, they have to eat. They have to eat too, you know. So, I'm sure that there are some very, very, animal rights oriented groups that want to basically say you can't do that anymore. So anyway.
But it is a ballot initiative that'll be on November's ballot in Oregon.
You bet.
That's insane. We got to pray for this country. All right. Well, thanks.
Thanks for the call, sir. We're coming up on a hard break here. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. And we're going to be visiting with Henry Kriegel here in just a few minutes. I hope you'll join us for that with Americans for Prosperity back after this. Montana weather.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Sunny again Tuesday with clouds at times, highs in the mid to upper 80s. The big feature is going to be the threat of strong winds as a cold front moves into the region. Gusty winds up to 40 or even 50 miles per hour in the southern Bitterroot, especially along the west side of the valley, possible through the afternoon and the evening. By midnight, winds should subside, but temps will be cooler on Wednesday with highs back into the low 70s. Then sunshine helping us to warm back up into the 80s on Thursday.
Hey, we're back. This is Talk Back for Tuesday, June 16th, and let's get right to the phone because we have Henry Kriegel joining us this morning with Americans for Prosperity. Henry, good morning, sir, and welcome back.
Good morning, Peter. Great to be back.
All right. Tell us what's on your mind, sir. Americans for Prosperity, for those who are unfamiliar with your organization, could you give us just a quick recap?
Oh, absolutely. We're in 35 state chapters, a presence in all 50 states. We've been here in Montana since 2011. I've been here since the very beginning. We're all about removing government barriers to people's success because we think that when government gets out of the way, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. That's what we're focused on, and we're focused on getting policies passed that help all Montanans. Transformational policies, and we see elections as a means to an end, not the end in itself, because we're here 365 days out of the year fighting for you as members of our communities.
Well, I would imagine, Henry, it would be difficult for anybody to be against being prosperous. I mean, Americans for Prosperity seems to be something that everyone would want to join.
Well,
or at least be a part of.
A fundamental difference of worldview. Some people believe that prosperity is driven by those who create value for others in a meaningful way, and others believe that we should take from those who are prosperous and disseminate it out to everybody else, and after a while you run out of other people's money, I believe, as Ronald Reagan or Margaret Thatcher once said.
Right. Well, Henry, tell us, I know you wanted to give us a recap of the recent election, and tell us how things are going from your perspective for Americans for Prosperity.
These were very hard-fought primary elections, probably certainly the most expensive in the history of the state of Montana, which just points out how important our great state is. We did have some very significant victories, and yeah, we suffered some losses, but I want to congratulate the winners, particularly those whom we endorse, Steve Wiprame, Caleb Hinkle for Senators 42 and 34, respectively. Trevor Funseth, Trevor Walter, Trish Schreiber, Finley Ward, and Kim Daly in the House, and all others who were aligned with us and won, and everybody who had the courage to stand up and put their name on the line and fight for what they believed in. Now it's time for us to coalesce and move forward with an agenda that unleashes the creativity and innovation of Montanans so we can lower the cost of living, hopefully lower the cost of government. Governments reduce government spending reduce debt.
I was just going to ask you if you could just share a little bit about what your agenda is and what specifically do you want to accomplish. You began that when I interrupted you. So go ahead, please.
Yeah, no problem at all. This is all tiers up to our 2027 policy agenda, which is available on BigSkyBlueprint.com for everybody to review. Top on the list is moving to a flat tax, lowering in personal income tax, and moving to a flat tax, which is a much fairer system of taxes. You tax everybody equally. 5% of 1 million is still a lot more than 5% of 20,000. So a flat tax is a big one. Education freedom. We want to make it more affordable and accessible for all parents universally to provide the best education that meets the needs of their child. Certainly those who live in rural Montana, those public schools serve their communities well, but in the larger cities, a lot of parents want alternatives, and I think all Montanans can appreciate that. So that's a big part of our agenda moving forward. Pension reform. We have over $4 billion of unfunded liabilities. Let's move to a defined contribution program rather than a defined benefit program. These are just a few of our agenda items that we have for the 2027 legislative session. And we are now hard at work working with those who prevailed in the primaries to adopt our policy agenda and find champions for them. We want to also reduce burdensome regulations. We're in alignment with the governor on that. We want to get the RAINS Act established, which would really be an impediment to unaccountable, unelected bureaucrats from enacting regulations and rules that have a high economic impact on Montanans, because that's an unfair burden to small businesses.
All right. Now, all right. I wanted to give you an opportunity. We want to keep you on for a while. So tell us, for those who are interested in joining with Americans for Prosperity or investigating more about what you do, tell us how we can do that.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It is BigSkyBlueprint.com is our website. You can log on there and you can hit the Get Involved or Take Action button and sign up to receive our newsletter for information and events throughout the state of Montana. As I mentioned up front, we are integrated in communities all across the state. We have staff and offices in Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, Helena, Kalispell, and in Hamilton, Ravalli County. So if you're in any of those locations or within shouting distance, we reach out to us, reach out to our staff. We will have trainings going on through the summer. We'll be involved up there in Helena during legislative days next week. So we'll be very present. We are throughout the entire year. As I mentioned earlier, Peter, we see elections as a means to an end, and that end is to enact policies that enhance individual freedom and liberty for all Montanans. That's what we're all about.
It sounds to me like when you describe the philosophy of Americans for Prosperity, why would anyone even be against something like that? I mean, what is your main opposition?
Well, I think we attract people who believe in people, who believe in the ability that each individual is endowed with a certain skills and talents and gifts, and that we need to get remove barriers to individual success. Because, again, I mentioned up front, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. When you get those barriers removed, many of them have to be government and barriers. Mm-hmm. Barriers.
Right.
So that's our fundamental belief.
Well,
it's in alignment with Maslow's belief of self-actualization. That's the ultimate principle that we adhere to, that each person can develop the gifts and talents and service for others and inspire others to do the very same.
We're going to come right back after the break and speak more with Henry Kriegel. We're looking perhaps for an election recap when we return. Again, our guest on the phone right now, Henry Kriegel for the Americans for Prosperity, back in just a moment on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
When I deployed, I didn't realize that even the air we were breathing was dangerous. Veterans like us are now eligible for new VA care and benefits based on when and where we served. Apply today. Visit va.gov/PACT.
Hey, we're back on Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. We'd love to hear from you, especially as our guest on the phone right now is Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity. And Henry, wanted to look back a little bit on the recent election and what you feel you've accomplished and what also you need to accomplish still further.
That's a great question. You know, as I mentioned in previous interviews, we endorsed 13 candidates. We were successful in defeating five incumbents, which is really huge. Incumbents have a major benefit and advantage of name recognition, which is the most critical factor when you're running for office. So five big wins by defeating incumbents, seven altogether. So we're happy with that. There's a lot more work to do. There's a lot more policy discussions that'll happen under the dome, and we're going to be fighting for our policy agenda that will lower taxes, lower barriers to people's success, enhance education, freedom, And we'll need all the help we get, including those who are listening to this show. So stay tuned for how you can help us achieve these gains in the legislature in the weeks to come on this show. I want to shift over, Peter, if you don't mind,
please,
on a national level, because we have a huge race coming up here, already happening for the U.S. Senate. Montana is 1 million strong, and we have the unique opportunity to help shape the policy majority in the U.S. Senate. It's hanging by a thread. We had that same opportunity in 2024 with Tim Sheehy, and we came through, and we plan on coming through again for Kurt Almey. Now, I understand that Alani Bankman made the pronouncement yesterday that she's not going to drop out of the race. Well, she's got time to make that decision. I believe that the deadline for that is August 10th, and then the party has till August 19th, the Democrat Party, if they're going to field someone as a substitute. I'm not banking, pun intended, on what Alani Bankman stated yesterday. So we're moving full speed ahead, as if this is going to be a race between the two top contenders, and we plan on winning, especially with the help of our listeners from around the state. We'll be knocking doors like we did for Tim Sheehy. We'll be talking to voters one-on-one. We're going to engage relentlessly to win and retain the U.S. Senate for a policy majority. Kurt Almey is the man. He's one of us, grew up in Great Falls, a lawyer, a U.S. attorney, advocated for public safety as a U.S. attorney under Governor Martz, orchestrated the biggest income tax reduction in the state's history. This man will cut spending and do the job. So I'm just giving everybody the heads up that it's likely going to be a two-person race. Brace yourself. It's going to be a difficult one. And all eyes will be on Montana. And we, with 1 million strong, can have a huge impact on what's going on nationally by impacting the balance of power in the U.S. Senate.
Well, now let me ask you, Henry, what is it about Mr. Almey that drew you to him and said, okay, we're going to put everything we have behind Kurt Almey?
Well, we have a very thorough vetting process at Americans for Prosperity. So it's not just Henry or Jesse Ramos. It's us. It's our team back east who thoroughly interviews the candidate and vets their public record for alignment on our major policies, looks at all their public record, their pronouncements, their speeches, their social media, et cetera, to ensure that they meet our criteria of stability and our alignment with our brand, and that they can win, and that they will make the effort, the strong effort, to win by working it. And what I mean by working it is like hitting the doors, having their teams hit the doors, do the effective advertising, and getting around the state. So Kurt Almey, check those boxes off. And so we got ahead of the game and endorsed him early.
So if people want to support Americans for Prosperity, obviously there's a way to do that. If they want to not just donate money, but perhaps knock on doors, be advocates for your organization.
Absolutely. And again, BigSkyBlueprint.com. Hit the take action and get involved links. Fill out that online form. One of our grassroots engagement directors around the state, many of whom, by the way, Peter, were born and raised in the state of Montana. I've been here 35 years. So we are a part of this community, which dispels the myth that we're some this out-of-state bunch of hacks. We are here, and we have tremendous support from around the state. We want you to join our communities because not only do we work hard, Peter, we have a ton of fun. And this is tremendously rewarding work. So be a part of our community. Fight for our freedom and our liberty and make a difference. And we'll teach you how to do that.
Sounds great. Now, if you wouldn't mind providing some specifics about how we contact you, email address,
yes,
things like that.
My phone number.
Please do.
Here's my phone number. 406-581-5410. That's 406-581-5410. Or you can email me at info@mthq.org. Info MT at AFPHQ.org.
Henry, it's always a pleasure talking with you, sir. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you and to your, all the folks you're working with.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
And the same to you. Thanks so much. We're going to come right back and stay with us. We have open phones from 8:30 until 9. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, it's State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance James Brown. He'll be joining us on the phone and taking your phone calls. So we'll be right back after this quick timeout on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Hey, if you're waking up.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Sunny again Tuesday with clouds at times, highs in the mid to upper 80s. The big feature is going to be the threat of strong winds as a cold front moves into the region. Gusty winds up to 40 or even 50 miles per hour in the southern Bitterroot, especially along the west side of the valley, possible through the afternoon and the evening. By midnight, winds should subside, but temps will be cooler on Wednesday, with highs back into the low 70s. Then sunshine helping us to warm back up into the 80s on Thursday.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org.
It's the Tuesday edition of Talk Back. Thanks for joining us this morning. 406-721-1290 is our number. 1-800-568-5309. Transitioning to open phones now. And I believe Catherine is waiting. Catherine, good morning, ma'am. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good morning. I sent you a little blurb from Cron, which is out of Texas. I just thought it was kind of interesting. European World Cup tourists are going out of their way to make a stop at Bucky's.
Right, I saw that.
We don't have here. Yeah. Suddenly turning the Bieber-themed gas station into a global tourist attraction. So, this is, where is this? Oh, stunned descriptions abound. This is a full grocery store, said one World Cup tourist. I can't believe all this is in one petrol station. It's a gas station mixed with Disney World and wrapped all around a gift shop. So, like Fort Worth is actually shuttling European tourists to Bucky's as part of a local sightseeing tour.
I wonder how much Bucky's. I wonder if the bus actually has Bucky's on the side of it, saying, "Hey, well, come on over and say hello."
it's interesting because these tourists are spending their money going to a giant gas station.
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm sure the surrounding communities doing the World Cup are going, "What? Come on now."
I know,
but
I'd like to see us have one in this town, so that'd be kind of fun.
Well, Bucky's
anyway. Yeah.
All right. We'll work on that.
Okay.
Catherine, thank you for the call. 721-1290 is our number, and I believe we have other folks waiting on the line. Nick's on the phone with somebody right now, and we have Harry, who's going to be standing by with us here in just a moment. Phone lines are open. It is open phones, by the way, from now until 9 o'clock this morning. If there's something you'd like to talk about, please feel free to give us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Again, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, James Brown, State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance. But Harry is waiting very patiently. Harry, thank you so much. What's on your mind, sir? Go ahead.
Good morning, Peter. Yeah, just real quick on the tourists. Japanese, have you seen what they do, the Japanese tourists, like, or the ones that are visiting the FIFA Cup? They clean up afterwards. They have plastic bags, they go around and pick up all the garbage. That's something we should learn to do.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
It's great.
Yeah, the folks in Japan, they have, you know, a very, very, very small island country and millions of people. And so everybody has to quite literally pitch in and keep the place looking clean and open for tourism or business.
Right. But what I wanted to call back originally about this prosperity. Well, yeah, they're for prosperity, but they're only for people who do prosper. you know, I know that the type, they're libertarians. They don't think the government can do anything right. They don't think anybody should be paying any taxes. And if you are, if you don't make it, well, tough, too bad for you. You should, you know, that's on you. You should pull yourself up by your bootstraps and, you know, the heck with you. So, I mean, because they'll say, oh, well, we think there should be a safety net, but then they don't want to, because the safety nets cost money and they don't want to raise taxes to fund that safety net. So, you know, it's sort of a, the term, well, we're for prosperity. It's like saying, oh, I'm for goodness and wonderful. You know, who can be, you know, groups say, well, we're the society for betterment of humankind. It's like, well, who can be against that? But then you determine what that actually means. And the idea that, you know, don't think for regulations. Well, they don't want no regulations. So they want the market to control it. So if a company's putting out pollution and causing cancer, well, you just got to sue them. You know, that you can't stop them. Just have, you know, sue them. It doesn't matter if your mother or your sister dies from cancer. That's, you know, well, that's, you know, you can sue them for that. So, I mean, this idea that they're, you know, it's a libertarian, you know, no regulations, do what you want, and if you can't make it, that's on you.
So basically you're saying that there should be more government-sponsored control and things like that, rather than leaving it up to whomever.
It's you know, it's a balance. I mean, you got to have some government, you got to have some regulations, but the idea that they want no regulations, they don't know. You're not, you know, if you can't make it, that's on you. Like, say, prosperity, they're for prosperity, all right? They just want people who prosper. If you don't prosper, that's on you. You're at fault for that. So you should have tried harder. You should have did better on your life. So it's your choices.
Well, Harry, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break. We're up against a hard break here. We have Frank from Billings standing by. Thank you for calling, Frank. We're going to get your call on here in a moment. Dave and Jeff are both standing by. It is open phones all the way till 9 o'clock this morning. And again, we'll be visiting with State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance James Brown from 9 to 10. So I'll be taking your phone calls as well at 406-721-1290. Coming right back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Okay, we are back on Talk Back on this Tuesday, June 16th. Open phones continues. Frank from Billings has been waiting the longest. Frank, thanks for calling, sir. What's on your mind?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. What's on your mind, please?
Okay, I'm not from Billings. I'm from Kalispell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, welcome. Well, welcome from Kalispell, sir.
Well, anyway, what I wanted to mention is I agree that Americans for Prosperity is a bogus outfit. They're on the left leaning. They call themselves conservatives, but they're libertarians, and they're the worst kind. It's they're backed by big tobacco, the same ones that's been backing this legalized marijuana, and you know, all these tobacco products, as well as marijuana, increases aggression. When you're coming off of your temporary high from tobacco, you start becoming more just the opposite, more aggressive and anxious. And same with marijuana and even the sort of medical marijuana. So it's really, it's against the public safety when you look at it at all. It's, you know, these people are trash. They're trash in their state.
Well, I will speak as one who my mother was a lifelong smoker. She was in the Marine Corps along with my dad, and so they furnished them with cigarettes. If you remember that a long time ago, and so she became a nicotine addict, and it eventually killed her. And so I feel really, really bad for folks who are caught up in the nicotine habit. I wish the best for them, and I hope they can find a way to kick it.
Well, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call.
You have a great day.
We appreciate it. And Dave is up next. Dave, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, first of all, on flat tax, my wife's an expert on taxes.
Right.
She would say, if I could get her on the radio, she would say that low-wage workers, a flat tax would be a disaster. Earned income would go away, disappear. So take that into mind. But that isn't my expertise.
Okay.
Mine is about listening to experts on the nuclear material and history of Iran. And as far as I can tell, Iran, for many, many years, there's been a large number of people in Iran who wanted a nuclear bomb, wanted the government to go ahead and make a nuclear bomb. And the leadership, they were powerful. So the leadership said, no, we're not going to build a bomb. And they said it a million times, practically. We're not going to build a bomb. But they let those people build the equipment and stockpile the material to get close to a bomb. But the leadership has always said, no, we don't want a bomb. Obama came along and took the material, the agreement, took the material they had accumulated and sent it to Russia and froze their program. And for several years, it was frozen. And then Trump came along and unfroze the program, and they developed enough material, in my view, to build bombs. You know, our first bombs that we dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima were not 90% refined uranium. It was less than that. It was more like 80. So the Iranians were up to 60%. They could have, if they had wanted to, built a very large bomb. It would have required a large bomb that maybe a ship could have carried, but it was possible. But the government in Iran refused to let them do that. So this idea, and the experts all agree that Iran was not building a bomb. We're not trying to build a bomb. The leadership was keeping them from building a bomb. And that's where the situation was. And I personally believe, in my opinion, the Iranians were stupid to get close to the bomb. It just made the world worried. But they were never, the leadership was never intent on building a bomb.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, sir. And Jeff is standing by. Jeff, good morning, sir. You're on Talk Back. It's open phones. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Peter. Good morning, Montana. Yeah, I guess haters are going to hate that last rant was reminded me of the all climate scientists agree that the globe is warming and it's all man-made. You know, all the experts I listen to say, and I just don't believe any of that. I know that some people say something, other people say other things, and when it comes to government, we have maybe 1% of the information that the government has in terms of what's really going on there. So to claim to be an expert of any sort based on the information out in open press is ridiculous. But I want to focus on something that's more important. I haven't had a worry of the week in a while, Peter.
Okay.
I just came across something.
I'm waiting. Go ahead. What is it? Yeah, please.
Okay. This is something that affects all of humanity. Part of the Earth's core has switched directions.
Wow.
And nobody really knows why. It could be part of the natural cycle of iron flows, but it could be something. Maybe we've got a race living down in the core that's tired of us and is trying to manipulate the core to get rid of mankind. The river, it flows about 1,400 miles below the Pacific Ocean is where the core starts. And a area of iron-rich fluid instead of moving weakly towards the west, it's now moving strongly towards the east. So I guess currents of molten iron flow in the core, and it's changed direction, and we can't figure out why. It probably has something to do with the fact that the magnetic North Pole is changing. It's moving eastward in Canada. So and there's an anomaly in the southern Atlantic that's very, very weak and causes more radiation to come through the atmosphere there. So I would suspect that this has some more to do with climate change than anything that we've done. But
yep.
It's something for us to worry about. Because, you know, there's
right.
nothing we can do about it.
I'm putting it on my list. Thanks so much for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. Joe from Billings and Rick are both standing by. We're going to come right back. Open phones continues for another 10 minutes or so at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Listen, retirement is the long game. We can't play about our future or our finances. Let's put ourselves in the right position.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents have a lot to get done in a day.
Sit tight, hon. I'll be right back.
But even when we're rushed, always remember, temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left in the car. Every time you park the car, stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, the Tuesday edition of Talk Back rolls right along. It's open phones, and for another, about 8 minutes or so, Joe from Billings has been waiting very patiently. Joe, good morning, sir. What's on your mind? Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning, Joe. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please, sir, and welcome.
I'm calling in response to the last caller that was talking about how great and how much we can trust Iran and the fact that they weren't trying to get a nuclear weapon or whatever. I have never heard anyone be so wrong, I don't think, about a subject ever. We learned that they've had enough nuclear material maybe to make, like they said in the negotiations that we were having, I think they said 16 or something nuclear weapons. The ballistic missiles, they claimed they could only go 2,000 miles. They then proved that they had ballistic missiles that could go 4,000 miles or twice what they had led everyone to believe, because they launched them at, you know, our base there in the, but we shot them down, but they were able to do it. If they could, the thing the guy doesn't understand is that the Iranian religion, you know, believes that if they can start something that ends the world, their 12th Iman will come back and, you know, it'll be a glorious, Muslim world after that or whatever. So, and that's why they're so hard to fight, is because they believe even if they trigger a nuclear war or whatever, they win. So they would have, you know, the Iranians have killed more Americans since 1979, I think, than any other country in the world. And we continue to appease them, like with Obama and stuff like that. I feel the world is much, much safer, even if we can't permanently stop them. For 10 or 20 years, maybe now they're set back so they couldn't have a nuclear weapon to threaten the world with. But these are not like rational people. That's why the negotiations are so hard. They don't have an Air Force. They don't have a Navy. They don't have anything, hardly, because it's all been destroyed. And yet still they won't do like most normal places would and, you know, sign an agreement and come to peace terms.
All right. Thanks for the call, sir. We appreciate it. And Rick is standing by. Rick, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I was remiss last month in mentioning that May 1945 was the month of the last death camp, last Jewish death camp, okay, during the Nazi time in Germany. And that was 18 or 17 years before I was born. And I can't believe that in my lifetime, well into my lifetime, that there was still survivors of those death camps. And I forget a lot of things, and I forgot to mention this on Talk Back about the anniversary. And I forget my keys, and I forget my glasses, and I forget all kinds of things. But, you know, I never, ever want to forget what happened to the Jewish population. And as of today, The Jewish population still has not recovered fully from the Nazi death camps. The numbers of the Jewish people have not recovered. They're still down around 500,000 people, considering there's only like 15.5 million Jews worldwide. And that doesn't, the 15.5 just seems to just scare the dickens out of people, those dirty Jews and so on and so forth.
All right.
And considering, you know, there's 100 million or more Muslims and 15 million Jews, anti-Semitism is very, very ugly, and it makes absolutely no sense to me. The hatred makes no sense to me. So I wanted to mention the anniversary, the late anniversary of the last death camp for the Jews.
All right.
And it was real.
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Let's try to get one more call in. Sean, we've got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm just going to say that I'm tired of people trying to rehash history, because we're not really where we're at. And wow, I just listening to people, I get it that you love your history. I get it for people. Born in 74, lived through so much. And I just really don't have much to say at the point. I can't even like wrap my mind around what these people are just trying to compute. Anyway, I guess I'm done at this moment. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for the call. All right, that's going to do it for Open Phones, folks. There you go. Stay with us, because in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be shifting gears. We'll be visiting with Montana's State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, James Brown. The gentleman has a very large responsibility, and we really appreciate all these state officials and officials that come on our show to especially take calls from our listeners. That's exactly what James is going to do from 9 to 10. So if you have a question for Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, that's a biggie, just give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Those are our numbers, and we will spend the 9 o'clock hour talking with him and, of course, with you as well. So we really appreciate you calling this morning. Thanks for taking part in Open Phones. And so we will continue with another hour of talk back coming up here on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We'll return right after the top of the hour news. So stay with us right here on KGVO.
Views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Welcome. It's hour number two of Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. I'm Peter Christian. Mr. Nick Christensen taking your phone calls this morning, and we are privileged to have with us on the phone Montana's State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, Jim Brown. James, good morning, sir, and welcome once again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. A little better than last time I called in May.
Yeah,
your listeners may recall I wasn't feeling very good, and turned out I had pneumonia, so that wasn't a good deal.
Well, we are glad that you're back on your feet, and so I know there's lots going on in your office right now. We only have about 50 minutes or so to share, so tell us what's going on with the Invest in Montana Summit.
Yeah, I appreciate that lead. Something I'm very proud of. So, as you know, as Montana State Auditor, I have a remarkably multifaceted and interesting job. In addition to regulating insurance and securities in the state, I'm also tasked by the legislature with promoting capital formation in the state to foster business and growth and free enterprise. And so picking up on Troy Downing's great initiative, we're going to be hosting the Investing in Montana Summit next week in Bozeman, Montana, June 25th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the AC Hotel. This is Montana's premier education and networking event for entrepreneurs and small businesses. It's where we bring together folks who are interested in starting up businesses and connect them with people that are interested in investing in in businesses. So what we try to do is teach folks and connect folks on how to raise capital in the States as the old brother businesses here and bring businesses here. And that's important because by every measure, small businesses and startups are the backbone of Montana communities. According to the SBA, Montana's home to over 130,000 small businesses, wow, accounting for 99% of all businesses in the state. And those businesses employ about 252,000 workers, or two-thirds of the state's total workforce. So in addition to protecting consumers, prosecuting bad guys, I also try to create jobs in Montana. And like I said, this is an interesting job.
I tell us a little bit, if you don't mind. We have about a minute and a half before we have to take a break here. So before we start taking phone calls, tell me a little bit about what you feel is the most vital part of your job.
Oh, the most vital part of my job is consumer protection for Montana citizens. We are the agency that is absolutely tasked with being the bulwark against unscrupulous actors and bad businesses practices in the state. Nothing more than I enjoy investigating and prosecuting bad actors, people and companies that try to rip off Montanans.
I remember, I know that you have a special place in your heart for elderly folks in Montana, and they are often targets, aren't they?
They are. In fact, I know we're running out of time on the segment, but we can talk about the fact that yesterday was World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. And we can talk a little bit about the efforts that the AG and I did yesterday to highlight that.
Excellent. And we will do that when we come back from the break. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. Skip is already on the phone waiting, and we appreciate him holding. All the other phone lines are open, by the way. If you have a question for Montana's State Auditor and Insurance Commissioner, Jim Brown, give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And we're looking forward to hearing about the Invest in Montana Summit, which Jim is going to talk about with us when we come back as well. We'd love to take your phone calls and talk about the things that are concerning you, especially when it comes to protecting people from bad actors, that, especially the elderly, who are often taken advantage of in various schemes. And so I know Jim is all over that. That's one of his favorite things to combat. So we're going to come right back after this quick timeout. Again, our number 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
Dennis Bragg with the updated weather. Sunny again Tuesday with clouds at times, highs in the mid to upper 80s. The big feature is going to be the threat of strong winds as a cold front moves into the region. Gusty winds up to 40 or even 50 miles per hour in the southern Bitterroot, especially along the west side of the valley, possible through the afternoon and the evening. By midnight, winds should subside, but temps will be cooler on Wednesday, with highs back into the low 70s. Then sunshine helping us to warm back up into the 80s on Thursday.
Thanks for joining us on Talk Back on this Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning here on Talk Back. And we are privileged to welcome Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, James Brown. Jim, good morning and welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
All right. So tell us, we have folks already waiting, so let's get right to the phones. And Skip, good morning, sir. You're on with Jim Brown. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good morning, Peter, and thank you. Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Nick. And meanwhile, I was thinking of a couple of things that could have educational answers to ask you, Jim. One of them is in your office, which I don't believe people realize, you have a lot of employees in your office and many levels of different tasks. And some of it has to do with how you can finally come to an answer about when you examine a rate increase request, how to make it fair for the company itself and also for all the people. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, thank you. Meanwhile, so if you could give us some cliff notes on what kind of things you have to do to make sure that there's a fairness about a request by them for a rate increase in any of the different insurance categories. But then, sir, would you just please tell us, are you working on anything that we should be talking to our representatives and all our legislators about for our own goods to make sure that they vote a certain way on any legislation that might be being proposed to clear up some of this insurance nebula? Because my guess is there's some bills that might come up that we want to know about ahead of time so we can do the best we can for ourselves. Thank you a lot.
You bet. Well, I appreciate the questions, both very pertinent and relevant. So always happy to talk about what our role is in reviewing premium rate increases submitted by companies that do insurance business in Montana. So essentially, I'm tasked by the legislature. My agency is tasked by the legislature. We have 72 employees here to address that portion of your question. We are tasked by the legislature with trying to balance creating a regulatory environment in Montana that is open to businesses doing business here so that it's not oppressive and doesn't drive them out. But at the same time, as I've talked about, we're tasked with protecting Montana's insurance consumers. And the way that my staff reviews rates, we have an actual group in the agency that are a group of actuaries. They're very, very good. In fact, they received the Governor's Performance Award last year for their excellent work. They look at three things when an insurance company files for a rate. One is the rate excessive, which usually means that it's a rate increase above 10 to 12%. Although we're seeing that, unfortunately, becoming the norm in Montana. Two, is the rate discriminatory? Does it discriminate against a protected class, for example? And then this is the part that I think most people don't realize, is the rate too low that would otherwise put the company in jeopardy of failing and putting the consumer on the hook for a failed company. And so that's the three things we work through. I would say this is that the rising cost of health insurance is really one of the most urgent issues facing Montana's families and small businesses. I know your callers call in a lot on that, Peter, and I certainly recognize and appreciate that. I'm pleased to say in the last 2 months, we've saved Montana's nearly $1 million in unjustified rate increases. And as I've talked about before, I've denied almost $24 million in unjustified insurance rate increases since I took office. These blocked increases protected at least 77,000 Montana policyholders from paying millions more in premiums. And so simply put, when an insurance company cannot prove a rate hike is fair and supported by the numbers, our agency says no, and that has already saved Montana's tens of millions of dollars. I'd like to think we still create an environment where insurance companies want to do business in the state so that there are options for consumers.
You bet.
Go
ahead, please.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
Let me just quickly address the legislation part of this. So the number one thing that I hear in the insurance field from Montanans across the state, particularly the western part and particularly down in the valley where Skip is from, is the problem with obtaining wildfire coverage on basic insurance policies. I've been in conversations with the legislature during the interim period between the 25 and 27 sessions about creating a grant mitigation program in Montana to help Montana homeowners harden their properties and in exchange get a premium discount from their insurance companies. We got some great legislation through the 25 session that changed Montana law to allow insurance companies to provide a premium discount. That was unlawful before, which is really interesting to think about. And so what we're going to propose to the 27 legislature is a program that would, as I stated, provide grants to help Montana homeowners harden their homes and create defensible space for individual households.
All right, good to know. Let's move on, get another call. This is Al from Billings. Al, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead. Only got about a minute. I tell you what, Al, let's just hold your call for a minute because I want to give you plenty of time to get your question asked and answered by Jim Brown. Again, joining us on the phone this morning is James Brown. He's Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, and he'll be with us until 10 o'clock this morning. So if there's something that's going on in your life, maybe in your business or in your personal life that you would like to get some advice from the guy who's the Commissioner of Insurance and also the State Auditor for Montana, just get on the phone right now. There's still plenty of opportunities, plenty of lines open to get in for this hour of conversation with Jim Brown. So, again, our phone number, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And Commissioner Brown, we again appreciate you spending your time with us today and glad that you're back to full health. The last time you were with us, you were pretty much under the weather. It's good to have you back at full health at 100%. So we're going to come back. We're going to get Al from Billings standing by, and Ed is also on the line. Our telephone number is 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Thanks for joining us on Talkback on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Back after this.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Bitterroot National Forest officially raising its fire danger level from low to moderate. Forest officials say a mix of dry weather, drying vegetation, and volatile fuel conditions prompted the change to ensure public and firefighter safety. There are no formal fire restrictions in place yet, but officials warn that fires can now start easily from accidental causes and spread rapidly on windy days. Democratic Senate candidate Alani Bankhead is completely dismissing speculation she'll drop out of the three-way race to replace outgoing Senator Steve Daines. Bankhead was the surprise winner of the primary this month, getting the nomination that also started immediate speculation about her dropping out of the three-way race. But at a small press conference in Missoula, she made it clear she's in it to win. At the same time, Bankhead lobbing some salvos at independent candidate Seth Bodner, attacking him for his handling of a series of discrimination lawsuits while he was the University of Montana president. But it may all come down to money. The most recent filing show Bankhead has raised just over $23,000, while Bodner, who's also secured support from some Democrats, including former Senators John Tester and Max Baucus, already has a war chest north of $2 million. GOP nominee Kurt Almy has raised just over $1.1 million, with most of that still available. For comparison, Tester raised over $88 million in his unsuccessful reelection bid against challenger Tim Sheehy in 2024, but that race also saw record spending up to as much as $280 million with all the PAC and party money that was directed at the high-profile contest. Montana drivers seeing a significant breakdown in prices at the pump over the past few weeks. According to the latest survey by GasBuddy.com, the average Montana gas price plummeted 34.5 cents per gallon compared to just a month ago. That steady slide includes 13.5 cent drop in the past week alone. That brings today's statewide average down to $4.23. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
As a parent, you said you'd never give up the convertible.
Look, the van even has its own vacuum.
You said you'd never stop listening to your music.
Do your happy dance, do your happy dance, yeah. That's right.
You said you'd never schedule your life around a stuffed animal.
Nobody panic. Bun Bun is still at daycare.
You said you'd never give in to demands.
Two kids' meals. And a chocolate shake.
And never put them in harm's way.
I'll be right back, little man. Just gonna pop in the store for diapers.
But never happens. And no amount of time is okay to leave your child in a car by themselves.
Long line today.
Temperatures as low as 60 degrees can be deadly for children left behind. So always bring them with you every time you park the car. Stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us on Talkback this morning on this Tuesday, June 16th. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen, producing Talkback, taking your phone calls. Our guest on the phone is State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, James Brown. And we've got Al from Billings waiting. So, Al, good morning, sir. You're on Talkback with Jim Brown. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Brown, for taking my phone call. I have quick question about the security breach at Blue Cross Blue Shield. I received in January a statement from Blue Cross Blue Shield for services that I did not receive and were never authorized in the tune of about $12,000. And I called Blue Cross Blue Shield immediately, and they said that they denied the deal because there wasn't no doctor's name on it or anything. The only question they asked me was, had I seen a doctor recently? And I said, yeah, a year ago I'd seen a urologist for an annual checkup. And then all of a sudden, we get this bill for $12,000 for all this urology catheters and everything that was never prescribed, never even talked about, discussed. Blue Cross Blue Shield denied it. Well, 2 months later, I get from Medicare the exact same deal for the same company for over $12,000, and Medicare did pay over $7,000 of that bill. And I called the fraud hotline immediately and explained to them, and they gave me a new Medicare card. And they said they'd investigate it, which I've never heard any more from them, but they said they would. The question I have is, did that security breach access medical records to where they seen that I went to a urologist and then all of a sudden I'm getting these bills?
So this is really remarkable. First of all, sorry you're going through this situation. I'll answer your question directly, and then I'm going to refer you to our consumer affairs team here at the agency so that we can look into this for you. But Blue Cross and Blue Shield is still fighting me over that data breach. As you know, got sued by Blue Cross Blue Shield in January over our investigation into that matter. That delayed our investigation by about 4 months. We won the court case. We restarted our investigation. Now we're asking Blue Cross Blue Shield for details as to what information was actually compromised as to the data breach, and now Blue Cross Blue Shield is objecting to providing us that information. It's absolutely remarkable. So the short answer to your question is we know that people's personal information was compromised because that was in the notice from Blue Cross Blue Shield, but we don't know what and to the extent of that because Blue Cross Blue Shield still won't provide it to us. That brings me to the question asked by Skip earlier about legislative bills that we might be carrying for the agency in 27. One of these is going to strengthen, one of the bills we're going to ask for is to strengthen our investigative power over insurance companies doing business in Montana so we're not getting blocked at every turn when we're trying to protect consumers. So I don't have a straight answer for you. Please reach out to our agency at csimt.gov online or call the agency at 406-444-2040. Ask for Ben Vukovich, is the head of our consumer affairs team. Just let him know that you called in today and that I recommended he reach out to Ben directly, and we'll see if we can investigate this for you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it very much.
Did you get all that, Al? Good deal.
Yes, I did. I got all that information.
Excellent. Good deal. Thanks for the call. Ed is standing by. Ed, good morning, sir. You're on with State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance, James Brown. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Ed, and my question is pretty small potatoes compared to that Blue Cross Blue Shield problem. But we've all received text messages from some organization that wants you to click here and join a poll or a research function or something like that. And you're given the choice to, I always delete these things first thing. And it says delete or delete and report spam. Now, if you click the second one, report spam, are you just telling the bad guys that there's a live body at the end of that telephone number? I never clicked that report spam, but is that a valid security choice?
Yeah, I think this is a great call. Your skepticism is absolutely warranted. Yeah, I wouldn't click anything on any suspicious email, including the report of spam, because that might be one way that these fraudsters are actually getting into your system is by using the report, the spam function. My advice, which is the advice that those that are involved in security of personal information, is to literally just delete the email without clicking through on anything. So that's a good warning for other folks listening to this program today.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Ed, thank you for the call, sir. Bill from Laurel. We're up against a break. Yeah, we have a break coming up in about a minute. So I want to give Bill plenty of opportunity to ask his question. By the way, several other phone lines are open at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. I know you've got a question for Montana's state auditor and commissioner of insurance, James Brown, with us until 10 o'clock this morning. So if you have a question or a comment, maybe a relative or especially an elderly neighbor might be running into some difficulties that you might be able to help them with. So give us a call. Again, that's 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Thanks for joining us this morning. The Montana Talks Radio Network will and Talk Back will resume when we come back. And again, the phone number 406-721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. Back with more with Jim Brown right after this quick timeout on Talk Back.
Whether you're smiles are powerful. A simple smile can light up a whole room. And for 25 years, Smile Train has been lighting up the world with smiles. And each smile marks a step towards a brighter future. As the world's largest cleft lip and palate charity, Smile Train has supported more than 2 million life-changing cleft surgeries in over 90 countries, leaving a legacy of resilience, joy, and beaming smiles for generations of children. To learn more about cleft lips and palates and how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community all over the world, please visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, lighting up the world with smiles for 25 years.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with all service members and their families. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hey, it's the Tuesday edition of Talk Back, rolling right along this morning, and our special guest on the phone, Montana's State Auditor and Insurance Commissioner James Brown. And folks have been waiting to talk with you, sir. Bill from Laurel is standing by. Bill, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Well, I have to chuckle. Most of your listeners probably remember when the company LifeLock came on the scene. And its founder made a big deal about putting his social security number on a big billboard and driving around in a pickup truck, dragging it around for everybody to see his social security number as a ploy to prove how effectively LifeLock would be able to protect your privacy, from any invasion. But most people are completely unaware of the fact that the reason why that commercial stopped being aired is because of the fact shortly thereafter, LifeLock was the recipient of the first of two gigantic breaches of their system, basically releasing all of the information for all of their subscribers to whoever was doing the breach. And then they thought they might fix the problem by selling their company to Norton, after which they had their second gigantic breach, which makes one have to wonder about whether or not one should be a customer of either LifeLock or Norton, which leaves you with a very small thing to pick from, unfortunately. I'm not trying to infer that there is an obvious that there is a conflict of interest going on, and I'm not really very up on how Montana state government operates, but it seems to me that being the state auditor and being an insurance commissioner is an almost automatic conflict of interest. And I'd like you to explain to me how it isn't.
Well, first of all, I appreciated the lead in on that about the history of cybersecurity breaches. I mean, all of us who are American citizens, I'm sure, are frustrated about the number of letters that we get, seems like monthly, from companies saying, hey, we had a data breach or data's been compromised. And, you know, you can do credit monitoring on us, but there's no real remedy for having your personal information stolen, as you know. I mean, what, you know, $15 and some kind of class action settlement is going to remedy the fact that all your personal information is out there. You know, that's a lesson.
I have a solution for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All three of my credit ratings, all three of the credit rating bureaus is zero. Why would anybody bother stealing my credit rating or my credit information or my privacy, given the fact that they will not be able to use it to go into debt or make any kind of monetization of it whatsoever? In my life, I'm 71 years old. I've lived 71 years without the need to have a credit card or go into debt very many times, and it's not always been easy. But the bottom line is the best way to stay out of a large number of financial situations is to simply to stay out of debt. And yes, I'm so it sounds like a Dave Ramsey commercial, but he's got the right idea.
All right, thanks for the call.
I appreciate that.
That was kind of a hit for one of your other broadcasters there.
thank you for the call, sir. Please go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, well, to answer his direct question about the alleged conflict, so that you know, Peter, you and I have talked about this for the 18 months I've been on this job. So my title, constitutional title, is state auditor, but I don't have the duties of state auditor. Those were removed from this office in 1972 when they adopted the new Montana Constitution, as you know. The audit functions of government were moved from the state auditor to the Montana legislature under the Montana Constitution. So there's no conflict as perceived by this gentleman for me doing my duties as the regulator of insurance and securities in Montana, because I don't audit the functions of state government.
Good to know. We're going to come right back. 721-1290 is our number. Jim Brown's going to be with us all the way till 10 o'clock this morning. If you have a question about your insurance, if there's a problem, maybe you've encountered some roadblocks, whatever, please give us a call, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We're going to come right back with Talk Back right here on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Please get your calls in right now.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at SavedByTheScan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back on TalkBack, and again, we're privileged to have with us James Brown, Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance. And I know that before we get back to phone calls, you wanted to let folks know about Elder Abuse Awareness Day and what's going on with that, please, sir.
Yeah, you bet. So before I do that, my staff came in and browbeat me saying that I've never told your listeners on this show how to sign up for our Investing in Montana Summit.
So, go for it.
You can go to our webpage at csimt.gov/events. That's csimt.gov/events if you'd like to participate in our summit. It's going to be a great event. Yeah, so yesterday, June 15th, was World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. The Attorney General and I put on an event in Helena to highlight the importance of preventing elder abuse and basically highlighting what elder abuse is. This is an all too common problem, unfortunately, here in Montana. It involves abusing or neglecting or financial exploitation of elders in our communities. The event that we held serves as a call to action for agencies like mine and the general public. I mean, some of the numbers are just staggering. So the number of people aged 60 years or over globally is projected to increase by 38% over the next 10 to 20 years, if you can believe that, to about 1.4 billion people, such that elderly human beings will outnumber youth. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, only 1 in 24 cases of elder abuse is ever reported. So public awareness and engagement are critical tools in fighting the scourge of elder abuse. And for cases of financial exploitation, which is what we deal with at the auditor's office, only 1 in 44 cases result in a formal supportive service or action, according to the National Center on Elder Abuse. And the reason for that is because elderly victims in Montana may be reluctant to reveal harms because of shame or embarrassment,
right,
fears of retaliation, or concerns about, this is a big one, concerns about losing independence or autonomy, right? So I encourage Montana victims of elderly abuse or those that believe that one of their loved ones may be subject to elderly abuse to either contact us at the State Auditor's Office at csimt.gov. or reach out to the Department of Justice so that we can get on this, because fraud and elder abuse only flourishes if it's kept in the dark. If we know as law enforcement agency this is happening, then we can take action, but we can't unless we know.
Now, again, being a member of that group, how do you convince someone who's maybe proud, maybe a little bit embarrassed about what has happened to them to come forward?
Yeah, through education campaigns, which is what I've been doing since I started as state auditor. We go out as an agency. I send folks, my agency, out into communities to do these presentations to make people aware of what elder abuse is, because people may not realize they're being subject to that. Number two is to create a safe space for them to actually report it to us, saying, you know, you've done nothing wrong to be a victim here, but there are support services to help you deal with the consequences if it's already happening. And most important, as we talked about before, what we try to do is to equip people with the tools not to become victims in the first place.
Sounds great. Let's get Scott from Billings, been waiting. Scott, good morning. You're on with Jim Brown. Go ahead, please. Hello, Scott. Scott from Billings, are you there, sir?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mr. Brown. I am informally helping an underprivileged family who had a house fire through an insurance issue. The demo took out a one-bedroom basement apartment, kitchen, a living room, and entryway. And the insurance company has come forth saying they're only going to pay $72,000 for the rebuild. And our contractor needs at least twice that. And they've got a very strange arbitration process where we're supposed to find an appraiser, and the insurance company will have an appraiser. Those two will select an umpire. They do their appraisal, and if the two appraisers agree on a number, that number is binding on both parties. If not, the two auditors go to the umpire, and as soon as two of the three agree on a number, that number is binding. And I've got two questions. One of them is, I'm on my eighth appraiser in Billings, and none of them want to take this on. They're not even sure what process the insurance company expects them to use to appraise the amount of loss. What do we do if we can't find an appraiser to take this on?
Yeah, this is another great phone call. You're not alone in this. Our agency gets this complaint regularly about appraisal clauses in insurance contracts. The best advice I can give you right now, again, is to reach out to our consumer affairs team because they're trained in how to deal with these situations. Again, call the office 406-444-2040, 406-444-2040. Ask for our consumer affairs division, and then again, just let them know that you talked to me on air today, and that I direct you to them, and they're going to help you be guided through that process.
That's great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call, and we're about a minute away from a hard break here, so I just want to remind folks that Jim Brown's going to be with us for about another 10 minutes or so. So if you have a question or a comment about insurance or basically his role as commissioner of insurance or state auditor, give us a call right now. That's why he's here, to answer your questions. 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And again, we have Jeff holding on the line, and several other phone lines open. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. Maybe you have an elderly neighbor or a friend who has suffered from some fraud, things like that. This is something that Jim can help with. So give us a call again, 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We appreciate Jim Brown and his time, and we have more calls coming in for you. So we will try to keep you busy for the next 10 minutes or so as you share some very important information for the folks in our listening audience. Again, thanks for joining us here on Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We're going to come right back with more with State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance Jim Brown right after this quick timeout. Talkbackers. This is Talk Back on Tuesday, June 16th. We continue in the final segment now with James Brown, Montana State Auditor and Commissioner of Insurance. Dennis from...
We have Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. Please go ahead, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning again. Good morning, James. Always great to talk to you. Two real quick comments on previous callers. On deleting spam emails or texts, I'm on an iPhone, and if I go to delete it, that's what the iPhone asks me if I want to report spam. I don't have a problem doing that one, but if it's a delete that's in the text, in the text of the text or in the text of the email, don't unsubscribe or don't delete from the email or the text. Always do it from the operating system. Second is, I was had a security clearance in the Air Force, and back in the 2010s, the Office of Personnel Management had a big data breach where China stole all of the security information on all of the folks who had a security clearance. So China has my dossier out there, and ever since that, I don't really worry too much about anything, because if China has it, pretty much anybody can have it now, and so I'm just compromised. But I've talked with you before about junk insurance, and particularly mortgage theft insurance. And you brought up a good point on that that mortgage theft is a possibility, but not in the way that the insurance companies who want to sell you mortgage theft insurance bill it. And so since you're statewide now, and I thought it might benefit if you could go through those kinds of things, any junk insurance that's out there, products to stay away from, particularly for seniors, because like with the mortgage theft insurance, they prey on fear and they try to get people to buy insurance that nobody ever needs. So if you could do that, please, I'd appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, let me try to answer this in a lightning fashion, each of the points you raised. So, Jeff, you and I have something in common. I was notified on that China breach as well that my information was compromised because I had been a federal employee at one point in time. And the point you're making is at this point in time, probably all of our personal information is out on the dark web and available for purchase and sale, that's for sure. A second to the point about, you know, trusting which sources to unsubscribe from and that sort of thing. One of the scams that we're now attuned to, this is really remarkable. These fraudsters are always creative. You know how you have the CAPTCHA process now where you're supposed to verify that you're not a robot? Well, the fraudsters have now co-opted the CAPTCHA process as a method of getting into your personal information and your data. So, I mean, it's just you try to stay ahead of these things. Junk insurance, yes, we definitely deal with that. Just put out a release probably end of March, beginning of May, where we shut down a junk health insurance plan in Montana, told them to quit operating in the state because they were not providing services that they promised. And so that's one of the things that we do at the office.
Okay, let's try to get one more call in. This is Dennis from Bozeman. Dennis, quickly, what's your question?
Yeah, it has to do with house insurance. I'm in the real estate business. I've noticed that while rates are going up, deductibles have increased as well, and denials of coverage have seemed to increase. Are you seeing that through your office, particularly with like hail damage, the insurance company saying, well, if you don't report it within 2 years, we're not covering it? That's my question.
Yeah, but sure. Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, you can be assured that as the regulator, we're seeing the exact same things that you just mentioned, all three. It is unfortunate. That's why we're here as an agency, is to keep insurance companies honest and to protect Montana consumers. But exactly what you said.
All right. So we have about a little less than 2 minutes in our time left. So let's get some basic information. If folks feel that they have been defrauded, or perhaps a neighbor or an elderly friend has been defrauded, how do they get in touch with your office and to take advantage of the work that you folks do?
Yeah, so this is a question that I appreciate, because this is exactly what I've tried to accomplish as the Commissioner of Securities and Insurance, is to let people know that our agency exists and what we do. So we do help Montanans when they're either the victims of fraud or intended victims of fraud, or if they need consumer help. So reach out to our office through our website, csimt.gov, csimt.gov, or call the main line at 406-444-2040. I would recommend that everybody take some time to go to our website and kind of click through all of our links on the website to educate yourselves about what it is that we're able to offer, because as I stated, we are the consumer protection agency for Montanans.
Jim, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for all your great information and taking all these calls. We appreciate it, sir.
You betcha. Always pleased to be on.
Look forward to our next visit. Thanks, Jim. Take care. All right. So, Mr. Nick, as we look forward to tomorrow's fabulous program, sir, what's coming up?
It'll be our friend and resident CPA, Walt Caro, for the full 2 hours. That first half hour will be tax school, I think is what he's calling
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
So where
yeah.
we don't take calls that first half hour, but he'll get a lot of good information out there and then be ready to take your tax questions.
You bet. Well over 50 years of experience with Walt Caro. So we're looking forward to him being on tomorrow. We appreciate that. And thanks for all your calls today, everybody. We appreciate it. Have yourselves a great day. And we look forward to talking with you tomorrow right here on TalkBack. So please join us then.